Okay, so before we go anatosis to the further the shiltos that tosis brings, so I want to talk through something which is important to know in advance of the yarn that we're talking about. So we know from the Gemara we learned that there's three averis that are yehareg v'al yaver, even if they're ma'anasim minus miso, it's yehareg v'al yaver. So the Rishonim discuss what happens in these cases. If he wasn't Omid bin Isayim, and he did the Avera, he did the Avera Zara, he did the Gilei Arayis, he did the Shvichas Domin, is he Nenesh Bevestin or not? So a lot of Rishonim hold that he's Potter. He's not allowed to do it, Yor Galyaver, but if he did it, he's Potter. Since it was Ali the Aynes, Bachan Miso, so he's Potter. Taisha says it's Behemshech, Taisha says it's Exer Sakosu from Valenar Le Tassadomin. But in the Pasuk of L'Nai L'Tasad Dover, it says that even in a case where she's mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh, nonetheless, L'Nai L'Tasad Dover. Let's say a case of she was Mevias Erev Oleh, cases where she is mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh. Nonetheless, the Torah says L'Nai L'Tasad Dover, she's potter. The Rambam said, Hedin Samachala from Advais also brings this, B'Shem the Ramban, that if you did it, dear, if you did it, over V'Lenera, so he's potter from Einish. The Chem the Shleimer says that the Mokar, truly Mokar in Tosis, that the Mokar is from a Gemara about Azor Daf Nun Dalet, the Gemara that we mentioned, where the Gemara discusses a person who they were ma'anis to be mishtachav ala behemtai. Does the behemah become osur as nevad? So Rav Zera says, we pass that it does, but Rav Zera says that it does not. She says, why not? Zot Rav Zera, because v'lanar le tasadova. Einis is potter. So Taisa over there asks, what do you mean Einis is Potter? By Avarizor's Yarag al Yaver. So what do you mean Lenar? So Taisa says, yeah, Avarizor's Taka Yarag al Yaver. But if you did it, you're Potter because Lenar le Tassadova. And just like you're Potter from Mises Bastin, so who had in the Behemoth doesn't become Nevad? You have to know what's that comparison exactly. What does being Potter from Mises Bastin have to do with the Behemoth becoming Nevad? But Kaponim, that's a discussion by itself. But a Kaponim, the Chem Deshleimah says, that's the Mokker. For this halach, the Rambam also passes this way. The Rambam passes that the Omer v'Leinerag is potter from Mrs. Beistin, but the Rambam needs to be read inside. The Rambam is very very interesting. You know, maybe I'll put it up on the screen. I can put it up. Hold on. The Rambam. So Ram, this is Perikay, you say that Tara Lacha Dalet. Kol Mishenema v'yaver v'ayorek. Those things that you're supposed to be over, like Chil Shabbos, you're supposed to do it and not be Nerag. The Nerag v'lo yavar, and instead he, this is the opposite case. He's supposed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuch Nefesh. And you're supposed to be Mechal Shabbos rather than be killed. And this guy, he let himself be killed rather than be Mechal Shabbos, raise him as Chai b'nafshe. So he's dumb b'nafshe. It's his own fault that he got killed. But v'chomish nema b'yehorg al yavar v'nerag b'li yavar is a kiddush es Hashem. Somebody who's supposed to, those cases of gilei raish v'chus domim v'rezor where it's supposed to be yehorg al yavar, if you did the right thing, you're kiddush es Hashem. V'mhoye basorim Yisrael is a kiddush es Hashem b'rabim. G'daniel chanani mishol v'azayim rabbi kiva v'chaverev. V'ayim eilin arugi malchus shein ma'ilal ma'alasu. V'alayim nema kelecha yiragnu kol yom nechshavnu katsoyim tivchum. So this interesting thing here in Rama. First of all, right away you see in the Rama says that there's a category of Kiddush Hashem not only b'Rabim, there's Kiddush Hashem b'Tzinu as well. So the Rama is clear. That That's a very big chiddush. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, we have a category of, the Gemara talks about Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem b'farhesya. But we don't find b'farish in the Gemara that there's a concept of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem b'tzino. B'pshutoi b'tzino, the reason why you have to be Maisa Nefesh b'tzino is because of the Chaymer Averah, but his regular eyes and Shvichos Lama has nothing to do with Chil Hashem. B'farhesya, we have to be Maisa Nefesh for other Averahs as well. That's because b'farhesya, we introduce the concept of B'nikdashti b'soich b'day Yisrael. Ram says that there's a category of Kiddush Hashem Betzin as well, and that's going to be important as we go forward. Then the Ram goes on. V'chol mishin emavoy, yehori v'al yavar, v'over v'lein erag, ha'iz mechalas Hashem. Okay? If he was not oimid in the Nisayin and he worshipped Avad Azorah, or he was boil and erva, rather than get killed, he's mechalas Hashem. Even Betzin, it's a chil Hashem. V'mhoi v'asori mishra l'reiz chil Hashem, v'rabim v'vitul mitzisasei shi Kiddush Hashem v'over l'mitzis lo yisasei shi chil Hashem. So Bekitzer, the Rama says this halacha that if he was over v'lein erag, so he's potter from an ayla tasadavri. He has another pasuk by Melech, ahu v'leonus. The Rama paskins that he's potter. Okay, so far the Rama is like most Rishonim. We saw the Ran b'shem the Ramban Taisus that v'lein ayla tasadavri. It says in v'lein ayla tasadavri that even though he's supposed to be meisa nefesh, if he wasn't meisa nefesh, he's potter from ancient. However, the Rambam is a very big chiddush. The Rambam later says like this: Salach Avav, a few halachas later. Kinyin she'amu ba'insin kachamu bechaloyim. The same halachas of gimel averes chamuris that we have by oynes, we have by illness. Ketzad mishe chalav enot olamus. He's a sakana. Lo'amu harayifim she'refuasi v'dorav plaini miyisurim shebetayah. And the Reifim say, the refuah is to give him some chazer or something. Nice, isim, so you have to do it. U'misrape makol yisurim shebetayra, you could be misrape with all the macholos asurus and chazerai. B'mokim chasakana, chutz me'abarizor v'gilerais v'shichuz domim. Shafilu b'mokim sakana y'misrapem b'hem. But here the Ram says, v'im over v'nisrape, what if he was over v'nisrape, he was misrape with gilerais, let's say, based in Einish Harayle. Here he does get an Einish. So Chayr is a Pella. What's the difference? By when Goyim are ma'anis somebody to be boiling erva, so the Ram says, if he's supposed to be Meis Nefesh, but if he wasn't Meis Nefesh, he's Potter. And over here, the Chayr is the same thing. He has some kind of machla, some kind of deadly machla. And the Rafu was let's say, Gilei Arayis, or Avad Izara. So the Rambam says that if you Yehar Bel Yavar, same things Yehar Bel Yavar, but here if you did it, you chayev misa. Where Malchus, whatever the misa is, Ein Shara, you chayev misa. What's the difference? Other Rishonim don't have this distinction. The other Rishonim who say that your potter misa is based in the not mechalek to refuah and other Einis misa. It's a chiddush l'Rama. So the chayra the pshat is that the Rama holds that the p'tur misa, it's a pasuk l'nayar tasadava, but the Rama holds that the sight of the p'tur is not because of a chayben. It's not that since it was really of a chayben, so even though you have to be meisa nefesh, but if you do it, you're potter. That would be very fool also. That's not true. There's no v'chaybem. By Gimel Averis Chamuris, there's no v'chaybem, and you did the Avera, you should get the Einish. The reason why, when the Ma'anasim, he's potter, is because since he's an onus, the action is misyaches to the Ma'anas and not to the Eisa. If Goyim forced him to be Oyved of a Zara, so he's supposed to be Maisa Nefesh. But if he wasn't Maisa Nefesh, so the Maisa, who instigated this of a Zara? The Ma'anas, the Goyim who were Ma'anasim. So we look at it as the act is originating from the Ma'anis and not from him. Mashenkin by Rafua, there's nobody else. This was his choice. He has this illness. The Rafua is Gilei Arayos, and he was over Gilei Arayos. That was his choice. There's nobody else to blame. Can't blame the illness. The illness didn't tell him to be Baal HaNerva. He decided to be Baal HaNerva in order to have the cure. So there's nobody else doomed to be Miyachasit. That's an Aver that he did. An Aver that he did, and he had no head to v'chayib him, so he's chayib misa. That's what basically Lar Sameach is Mazbe the Ram. That maybe with more hasbar than Lar Sameach says. Lar Sameach says, by the case of Oynes, the Ma'anis is telling him to be Aver of Arizar. So the Ma'anis, so then he's bought it. By Refuah, the Machl is not telling him to be Aver of Arizar. He decided to be Aver of Arizar in order to cure himself. Then he is chayib. But I'm adding the hasbara that the pshat is because by Oynes, where the ma'anis is telling him to do it, then it's the avera is coming from the ma'anis. The avera is miyuchas to the ma'anis. You're not so far away from what we had in Rashi about karka olam that he oynes is a ma'isa acherim oysim b'ma'isa. But Rashi only says it by karka olam. The Ram says even by a ma'isa, even by not karka olam, even when he's doing it, but he's doing it because of the ma'anis. So that says in Lanar Letasadover that he's not kilu, he didn't do it. But then it's not so poshut, because if it's kilu he didn't do it, so then why is he Yehoreh Bal Yavar? But maybe my Hasbara is wrong, but if my Hasbara is correct, that the Pshat and the Ram's Chiluk is that by Refuah, he did it, because there's nobody else. So he did it. He chose to do it. So then he's Chayim Misa. By Oynes, somebody held a gun to his head. So that's the guy who made him do it. That's the guy who made him do it. So then it's Miyuchas to the Ma'anis. So that's why there's no Chiyuv. But then by the same token, if there's no Chiyuv, because it's not cool that he did it, so then why is it Yehoreh Bal Yavar? So it could be the Ma'as Bar is wrong. That one possible answer is that the way I'm being Ma'as Bar is wrong. It's not that he didn't do it. He did do it, but somehow it's mitigated by the fact that there was a Ma'anis. And by Refu, you don't have that mitigation. That needs a Hasbara. So, if he did it, he did it. He should be Chayim. If he didn't do it, then he didn't do it. Like, so why is it Yehoreh Bal Yavar? That's why I want to say this Nusach, that it's cool that he didn't do it. But that, again, that raises the problem. If he didn't do it, why is it Yehoreh Bal Yavar? So I want to suggest that the Ram is l'shitosoi, that there's a category of Chil Hashem even b'tzino. And the pshat in the Ram is that, let's say by Gilei Arayos, they were ma'anis him to be boiling erva. It's not called that he was boiling erva. But now the Tasa Dover, the ma'anis was caused the Gilei Arayos. The ma'anis had the other of Gilei Arayos. He doesn't have the other of Gilei Arayos. But it's a Chil Hashem. These three Averis, because of the chaymer of these three Averis, allowing these three Averis to happen, and not giving up his life to prevent these averes from happening, even though if they'll happen, it's not him. But that's the Chil Hashem. And that's why I see Meisa Nefesh. He's Meisa Nefesh not because he did the avera, he's Meisa Nefesh because of Chil Hashem. And I want to suggest that maybe, I know this is a Chiddush, but I want to suggest that's the way to read the words of the Rambam. The words of the Rambam are, go back a little bit, Komi Shenem Oboi, he's a kiddush of Hashem, and so on and so forth. But then he says, "V'chol mi shenema by," in the third line at the end, "V'chol mi shenema by Yehoreh Bal Yavar v'yover v'le nerag harayz mechalas Hashem." So I want to read the Rambam that that's all he did. If a person was, and if it was an aveira of Yehoreh Bal Yavar, and they were ma'anisim, and he went and he did the aveira, he was boil the erva, he was oibad eva dezara. Says the Rama, Harei Zeh Mechalas Hashem. I want to suggest the Rama means he was Mechalas Hashem, and that's the only Avera that he did. He didn't do the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Harei is Potter from the Einish. Because Menayah Letasadova says that he's an Einish, he's an Onus, and an Onus is Potter. And Potter means that he didn't do the Avera. So what did he do? He did Chil Hashem. Harei Zeh Mechalas Hashem. So we saw it's Chil Hashem, the Rabbim, and so on and so forth. That's only true by Oynes. By Refuah, that's not true. By Refuah, he not only was Mechal as Hashem. By Refuah, he did the Avera because he doesn't have the Heter V'chaibim, and there's no Oynes. So it's his Avera without the Heter V'chaibim. So then he did do the Avera. If he did the Avera, then he's Takachai. The kitzur, we have to distinguish between what the Rambam says and what I'm saying. What it says the Rambam for sure is that there's a difference between Einus and Refuah. By Einus, he's potter. By Refuah, they're both Yahar Bel Yavar. But if he wasn't strong enough and he was over Lenerag, so by Einus, he's potter, says the Rambam. But by Refuah, he's Chayav. Many Rishonim say that they have this notion that he's potter. If he did it by Einus, he's potter. But they're not Mechalad between Einus and Refuah. What's the difference? They're both he did it because he didn't want to die. The Rambam is Mechalad between Einus and Refuah. So half of it, or the Meir Simcha says, the Arsa Meir says, because by Einus, it's coming about because of the Ma'anis. The Ma'anis told him to be Boil the Erva. By Refuah, nobody told him to be Boil the Erva. He decided to be Boil the Erva in order to have the Refuah. But I want to be Maisif. That the pshat is that when by Einus, since the Ma'anis is making him do it and telling him to do it, so the Avera is Meyuchas to the Ma'anis. And he didn't do the Avera, but he was Mechalas Hashem. And that's why he has to be Meisa Nefesh, not to be Mechalas Hashem. But by Refuah, where the Avera is Meyuchas to him, then he's Taka Chaimis. Could be that this, I think that this helps us with understanding another Amma. The Rama says, this also I'll show you inside, Yisui Bia. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes says the Rambam, Onus Potem Miklum Min Amalkis Min Akorban Min Tzorchlem Min Amisa Shenemer V'Leinayar Leitasidom. It's the same Halacha L'Chara that we saw in Yisaydei Torah. Einus is Potem from Einus V'Leinayar Leitasidom. Even though the Rambam is talking about Yisuri Bia, even though it's Yehari V'Al Yavar, you're not allowed to do it, you Potem from an Einus. Says the Rambam though, Chiddush Din, Bamed Dvar Mamurim B'Shenenas HaNival. If the Nival or the Nivellus was Nenas, that's V'Lanayar L'Tasadol. Aval HaBoyel Ein Loyoynis She'ein Kishu Yelo L'Das. The Rambam says that this halacha that we saw in Yisaydei HaTorah, that Einus is potter, that applies to Avodah Zarah and to Shvichus Damim, and it applies to Arayis when we're talking about a Nival, let's say, the Mashmos is that there's Einus by the Nival too. If you don't say Karka Olam. That's the issue here in the Rambam. It's Mash from the Rambam that there's no heter of Karka Olam. What do I have to come on to Ptur of Einus if Karka Olam is Mutal Chathila? Yeah, it's very not clear if the Rambam has the Svar of Karka Olam being Mutal Chathila. Here, the Chavetz Maash, the Rambam doesn't have the din of Karka Olam because he says that the Nival, Nival means the woman who was Nivellus or a man who was Nival in Mishkav Zacha. He says that he's potter from an einish because of the din of Leinayar L'Tasadom. But doesn't smash, but it's not mutal chatchilo. Why isn't it mutal chatchilo? It's karka oilam. Apparently the Rambam doesn't have the din of karka oilam. The Rambam holds that even the nevelis has to be meisa nefesh. You have to know what about Esther. Okay, that's a discussion. But our component, what we're focusing on is, but the Rambam is mechadish, aval habayel, Ein loy oynes shen kishel l'das, and because en kishel l'das is chayim misa. So in this Rambam, it says a big qualification to what the Rambam said in that Yisrael Yatera, that even though the Rambam holds the saka true, that by averis if you have by the gimel averis, even though it's yehori val yavar, and you're supposed to be meisa nefesh, but if you're not meisa nefesh, you're potter mimisa l'nayar l'tasa dama. But by beila, by the man, since en kishel l'das, that's an act of volition. They're being miskasha. They're having the erection. So the din itself is based on a gemara. The Rambam got this from a gemara in Yevomah Daf Nun Gimel. The gemara says en kishel ladas. We're going to talk about that when we get Tosfos talks about it. Then we're going to talk about it. But the Ram, other Rishonim have other Pshatim in that Gemara. The Ram learns in that Gemara that the Gemara is saying that some Rishonim must learn that that's not talking about when Zayin is Misa. He's talking about there was no misa. Stam, the guy took him and we're mad became an erva, and he chose to have a kishri, and the kishri is an act of volition. He chose to be nice, and the Rashba says he chose to be nice and das with his kashis. So he's chayev because it was his choice to be miskashis, not automatic. There's a certain amount of das involved. So therefore, and there was no oinus miso because nobody was going to kill him if he didn't have the kishi. So that's called that the kishi itself is the das and he's chayev. But the Rambamans were talking about a case of oinus miso. And nonetheless, he's chayev miso, even though the goyim held the hagantah's head and they said they're going to shoot him if he's not boil and erva. And the chayev, he should be potter because that's in the Melanayah Latasa Dover that oinus miso, you potter. So I'm saying, no, here he's chayev and kishi el das. So the Rambam needs a hesber. What difference does it make if Enkishi el Ladas? Avodah Zarah is also Ladas. But if you did it with an Oinus Misa, you're Potter. Shlichus Dam is also Ladas. Ein Shlichus Dam el Ladas. But if you did it with an Oinus Misa, you're Potter. So who cares that Enkishi el Ladas? Fine, maskim, elu das. It's not something that happens automatically, it happens with das. So avarizor also happens with das. You need das to be mishtachavit avarizor. Shvichazdom also has das. You need das to be to kill somebody. And it's yorav el yavar, but if it's yorav el nerag, so the din is that you potter, el nerag el tasav domer. So what's the difference over here? So Chori, I have to say, Pshat in the Rambam is that Ein Kishe El Das, the Rambam holds, means not just that it's an act of volition, but it's always also an act of volition. He has volition to worship the Avodah Zarah because the Goyim are holding a gun to his head and telling him that he darn better do it. Ein Kishe El Das, not the way. Ein Kishe El Das means that there's some kind of, that the Kishe requires some kind of Rotzen Atzmi outside of the Oinus. It's not just like the nusach of the Rashba Yevamos Nun Gimel that nosan daitoy liskashes. It needs an asinas das. Needing an asinas das is no different than Avodah Zarah and Shlichus Dam. They also need an asinas das. The Ramlins and Kishel das means that there's a das atzmi that's not coming from Ma'anis. There must be some. He must have some yetzahar of his own that causes it, and that's outside of the Einus. So since there's a rotzen atzmi that's not because of the oinus, so the Ram holds that he's chayev mis. But at the end of the day, what do you mean? But at the end of the day, he's doing it because the guy were holding a gun to his head. And maybe the kishi has a rotzen atzmi, but that he was boiled here is still because the guy held a gun to his head. So why isn't he potter al svela nayar le'tasadava? The answer is, because the Ram is l'shitosoi, the Ram holds the fact that he's going to die if he doesn't do it. That's not what patters him for misa. By refuah, he's also going to die if he doesn't do the aver and he's chayav misa. What patters him for misa is like the Arsameach said with my Tisefes Hasbara, that the whole mice is miyuchas to the ma'anis. He's not there. The ma'anis is doing it. When somebody holds a gun to his head and says, worship the Avodah Zarah, he's only worshiping Avodah Zarah because of the person holding the gun to his head. So the mice ishtachavoya is misiachas to the ma'anis and not to the nenas. By refuah, where nobody's holding a gun to his head, he decided on his own to be misrapi with the Avodah Zarah. So that's his action. It's miyuchas to him. And therefore, he's chayav misa. He's not allowed to do it. It's yorav al yavar. And if he does it, he's chayav misa. So the Rambam is mechadish. That's how he learns pshat in the Gemara over there in Yevamos. The Rambam is mechadish that by bias erva, hagam that somebody's holding a gun to his head and telling him to do it, but there's a certain aspect of the Maisa that the Ma'anis can't do. He has to have a Rotzen Atzmi in order to do it. And that's the Kishri. So since it's Mu'uruv by some element of his own Rotzen, unavoidably, so even though at the end of the day he's only Boil Erva because they're holding a gun to his head, otherwise he could have the Kishri, he's not going to be Boil Erva. But since it's, you know, since this Maisa is, requires some kind of element of his own Das, So Mimele, you can't say that it's totally misyachas to the ma'anis. He also has a share in this ma'isa. If he has a share in the ma'isa, then he's not allowed to do it because it's Yehoram Eliyahu. And he has a share in the ma'isa, then it's like refuah, and refuah is chayim misa. I think that's the pshat in the Ram. So it's a package deal, this Ram. The Ramish Prat and Kishe Ladas is, you're not allowed to do it because Yehoram Eliyahu. If you did it, so it depends. Normally, if you did it, we'd have to decide, well, who did it? Did the devil make him do it, or he did it on his own? So normally, the distinction is, if somebody's holding a gun to his head and telling him to do it, so we say, he didn't do it, the ma'anis did it. He's supposed to give his life up anyway, because it's a chil Hashem. But the etzim le'aver itself, he didn't do, the ma'anis did it. By refuah, by l'israpois, he did it. He decided to have the refuah. So mele d'sani is chayimis. Ram adds that by the boil, even if somebody's holding a gun to his head, but since it also involves a das of an enkishel das, it involves a certain rotzen atzmi. So it is his maisa. Once it's his maisa, and he's not allowed to do it, we have to stress if he had a heter of a chai behem, so then he would have a heter of a chai behem. I wouldn't care that enkishel das because he's allowed to do it. But here he's not allowed to do it. It's really Yehoram Eliyahu. And once it's Yehoram Eliyahu, by rights, he's Chayim Misa, like by Lis Rapos. The only thing that would get him off the hook is if he could say that it's not me, it's the Ma'anis. And that's normally what you say by Enes Misa. It's not him, it's the Ma'anis. But here it is him, because Enki Shele Ladas. Other Isha, and the Rashba, for example, there in Yevomos Daf Nun Gimel, where this member of Enki Shele Ladas is, the Rashba's Beferish Chalak on the Ram, says, by Oynes Misa Vadis Potter, it doesn't matter that Enki Shele Ladas. Fine, Enki Shele Ladas, so what? But he's doing because of Oynes Misa, so of course he's Potter. I think the chat is because the Rashba holds like the other Rishonim. Those Rishonim will hold that you're Potter, that even though it's Yehoram Eliyahu, you're Potter, they hold it's true by Lisrapas too. Whenever you're doing something to save your life, so Lenaya Latasadova says that you're Potter. So here he's boiler ever to save his life. What do I care that Enki Shele Ladas? The Shtachavoy Tavarizor is also Ladas. And it doesn't matter because it goes together. The Rashba learns Enki Shele Ladas doesn't mean the Zerotzen Atzmi. It means that you need to be nice and Das Lihiskashis. You have to have a Nesinas Das. A Nesinas Das you have to have by Gilei Reis and Shvichas Doma too. By Avarizorin and Shvichas Doma too. But if you're Oynes, if you have an Oynes Misa, you're Potter. And the Rufur probably also, the Rashba probably also has the Potter. So, But the Ram has this sheet. So if I wanted to present this from the point of view of the Gemara and Yevamos of Enki Shele Ladas, and that's important because Enki Shele Ladas plays a big role now in the Shiltas that we're about to learn. So if I want to start with the member of Rabbi Enki Shele Ladas, so it comes out like this, that there's two pshotim in that Gemara so far, from what we've seen so far. Again, the Gemara has a member in Yevamos Nun Gimel. Ein Oynes Le'erva She'Enki Shele Ladas. So what's pshat in that Gemara? Ein oynis le'ervish and kishel das. The Gemara, in its face of it, needs a hesber. Because what do you mean? Because en kishel das, there's no tainus oynis. And if there wouldn't be, and if kishel would be shalay ledas, it would be automatic. But the bia is, but it's Yehoram Eliyahu. Let me show you the Gemara. Maybe that's also good. We should see the Gemara. Talking about this Gemara, we should see it. Just because I see it's machimus, there's not so much in the Gemara that's relevant to us that we haven't seen. But nonetheless, see it black and white, it's different. So here's a member of Rava. The end of the third to last line. The Omer Rava, Ein Oynes Le'erva L'Fishen Kishe L'Das. So Pipshuti, what is the simple meaning of the words? That by Arayis, there's no Tainus Oynes. Normally, Oynes, you're allowed to do it. By Arayis, you're not allowed to do it because En Kishe L'Das. That's the simple meaning of the words, and that makes no sense. Because, and what would be if Kishi was automatic? It was some autonomous nervous system was totally automatic. So what? So then there would be an oynes le'erva. then if somebody holds a gun to your head to be boil the nerve, you would have a tiny sinus, you would be allowed to do it. What do you mean? Forget the kishui. The bi itself is Yehari Bal Yama. So that's the words themselves, the simple meaning of the words are crying out for a hezber. Ein oinus le'erva l'fish en kishe l'das. There's no tainus oinus by an erva because en kishe l'das. Who cares about the kishri? The bi itself is Yehari Bal Yama. So the Rashba learns pshat in this Gemara, that the Gemara is talking about where, first of all, there's no oinus misa. Because if it's two things. First of all, he says the Gemara is not talking about lechatchila. The Gemara is talking about einish. Number one. Number two, the Gemara is talking about where he didn't. They were madbikim on the erva. So I didn't explain this so much before the Rashba, and I'll explain it now. The Rashba learns like this. The Rashba is the case has to be first of all. That it's not that he went over and was boil erva, because if he went over and he was boil erva, then who cares about the kishri? The bi is ladas. So al kocha, the case is that they were madbikim on the erva. So if they were madbikim on the erva, so the bi itself, he didn't, that is for sure he didn't do. These burly men went and they were madbikim on the erva. But he did do the kishri. So if the kishri was a tar, it was automatic, so that wouldn't be his fault. So then he would be potter. But since the kishi is ledas, because he has to be nice and dite to liskasha, so lost from the Rashba. So may let's call that he did the aver in his chaya. Then the Rashba is a problem. But they're holding a gun to his head and telling him to do it. So the Rashba holds like most Yishayim, that if they're holding a gun to your head, you potter. Says the Rashba, it's talking about where nobody's holding a gun to his head. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a what do they call it? I don't know, whatever. They'd be mad to come on erva, but nobody's holding a gun to his head. If he won't have the kishri, nothing's gonna happen to him. So Mimela, he can be not nice and tight, he's supposed to not be nice and tight to his kashas. He was nice and tight to his kashas, that's Ladas. So therefore he's chayev. That's how the Rashba learns the Shtukl Gemara. So it's a whole kimta over here. It's talking about whether they be mad to come on the erva, but there's no inis misa. So Mela, he had a choice. Ramesh had a free choice. He could have not been Miskasha, could have not been nice and died to Liskasha, could have been yeah, been nice and died to Liskasha. Nobody's holding a gun to his head either way. So after all, ain't Kishel Das, and therefore it's also first of all, and he's chayef because he chose to be Miskasha. Had they been holding a gun to his head, then he would be potter. That's how the Rashba learns the Gemara. The Rambam is telling me a new pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara is talking about somebody, the Gemara is talking about a case, they're not being mad become under erva, somebody's holding a gun to his head and telling him, go be boil the erva. And the Ram is mechadish, that if he goes and he's boil the erva, so it's really hard about yavar, but if he does, he goes and he's boil the erva, he's chayav misu because ain't kishel ladas. So that can't mean, Enkishel Das can't mean he was nice and tight to Liskashas, that it's an act of volition. The B is anyway an act of volition, and it's Yahweh Bal Yavar. So what's the difference if the Kishi is an act of volition? Yeah, Nisht, but the B is an act of volition. So what is Enkishel Das Maisif? And number two, why is he Chayim Misa? So it's an act of volition. But there's a Pturival in Ayala Tasa Dover. Somebody held a gun to his head and told him to be Eibad of Azara, he'll be Potem Misa because in Ayala Tasa Dover. Somebody held a gun to his head and told him to be Shoifich Dom, he'll be Potem because in Ayala Tasa Dover. So somebody held a gun to his head and told him to be Miskashim, to be Boil in Erva, he should be Potem because in Ayala Tasa Dover. So what's Bechalab Shah? Teretz is, the Ram learns that you're only Potter. You're only potter, but an ayla tasa dover when we can be meyachas the maisa totally to the manas. But in a case of refuah, for example, the israpais, where we can't be meyachas the maisa totally to the manas, so then you're chayef. You don't have the pturah of an ayla tasa dover, because then it's the maisa is meyachas to you. You did the maisa. You chose to take this, use this avodah zarah in order to cure yourself of this deathly disease. So that's your choice. So the Chayiv Misa. So the Ram learns Pshat and Rava. The Rava is saying that Kishi involves the Rotzen Atzmi also. Right? It always involves the Rotzen Atzmi. So therefore, we can't be Miyachas it to the Ma'anis. Avodah Zarah, if a guy holds a gun to your head and says, go bear down to the Avodah Zarah. So the only Rotzen you have is to listen to the guy. So that's miyuchas to the guy. The act of avodah zarah is miyuchas to the guy, not to you and your potter. But by kishi, there must be some real rotzen of his own, some yetzahar of his own that's involved. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to miskashi. He can't just automatically salute and do what the guy says and have the kishi. There must be some yetzahar of his own. So since it involves the yetzahar of his own, so memela miyat the ma'aseh in a certain to a certain extent is coming from him. If the ma'aseh is coming from him, so even though there's a oinus misa over here, so what? Refuah, there's also a thread of misa. That doesn't get him off the hook. It's yehar v'al yavar. The only thing that could get him off the hook is if we could be miyachas the ma'aseh to the ma'anis. And then Kishi Eladah says that here by Arayis, by the boil, we can't be miyachas totally to the ma'anis. Some of it's coming from the Nenas himself, his Yetzar and his Rotzim, and Mimele, it's called his act, and he should have been Moshe Nefesh, and he wasn't Moshe Nefesh, doesn't have a Hetev Chayim, and therefore he's Chayim Misa, and that's what Rava say. That's the Ram learns this memory of Rava. Now, we're in a better position to take a look at how the Shiltus learned this Gemara. So Taisus calls the Shiltus. This is the next line in Taisus. Taisus calls the Shiltus in Parshas Vayera, Siman Mem Beis. Maybe we'll look at the Shiltus inside. If I could figure out how to do that. Give me a second. Yeah, okay, I have it here, but it's a little bit sideways, but okay. Share the screen. Okay, here's the Shiltus. So the Shiltus quoted the Gemara about the Yehar Gal Yavar, Maichosis, Gili Arayis. Then the Shiltus said, the Gili Arayis Nami came into Kapogim, lo havi l'ki dekotlo. This we talked about yesterday, that the Shiltus understands that the reason why Gili Arayis is Yehar Gal Yavar is because you're being pegamer. So being pegamer is like killing him. She doesn't ever have to be mesa nefesh, because her pekam, she doesn't have to be mesa nefesh for her own pekam. So that we talked about yesterday, the shita mechudeshes of the shiltois, that the mesirus nefesh of gilir is not because of the chaymer havera, but because being pegam, anayim rosa, is like killing her. So just like you have to be Mesa Nefesh not to kill somebody, you have to be Mesa Nefesh not to be Pegim and Ayram Rasul or any other era. And that's different only in the man and not the woman. Okay, that was yesterday's discussion. Now he continues and he says, next page, it's sideways, but it's just two lines. And he has, the Oynes mit bedidei mi'iko. Here's the kasha. How do you have Oynes by him? Meaning, you just told me that there's Exeas HaKosuv, that you have to be meisa nefesh if they're ma'anis you to be boil in erva, you have to be meisa nefesh because it says v'lenayir le'tased dover. Suggests a kosev, you have to be meisa nefesh not to be nenas to be boil in erva. Ask the shiltois, what's the case? Why do I need exeris a kosev? V'yomer rova ein oynis be'erva shen kishel midas. Bia is never boinus because it's midas. So he answers, we'll talk through in a second what's exactly he asking. But he answers, now it's right side up again, Mishkachas lo lehisrapais, the case is refuah. Shema'anis Yitzroi v'noifel b'cheli al-taymas Yitzroi, somebody, his Yitzroi is ma'anis him, and he's sick with the taymas ha-Yitzroi, and the only refuah is to boil in everybody. He brings the Gemara about the person who was hella liboy, Tino, and this girl, and they said that the Sihar Gal Yab. Okay, fine. So, I could stop this. So, what's he asking? He's asking a kasha l'shultas. He's asking, why do I need a gzeres hakosov? Tell me that Arias is Yehorg v'al Yaver, that if they're ma'anisim on the erev, it's Yehorg v'al Yaver. He says, it's poshut, without a posuk, because enki she'el l'das. So he's not, the answer is, the posuk is for l'hisrapis. Now it's kilu, the shultas is saying that by a case of not l'hisrapis, by a regular case of oinus, you don't need exeris hakosuf. Misvara, you have to be raised in nefesh because then kishel l'das. And l'chol is a big nafkamina. What would be if they were ma'anasim to be boil chayve lavin? A lot of Rishonim write that there's no Yehorg v'al Yavar and chayve lavin, only Arayas, chayve kars. But let's say a gusha to a kayin, things that are not bekars. And the ma'anasim, if you're not boil, we're going to kill you. Many Rishonim, right? The Chinuch and the Ritva. That there's no Yehorg al Yavar. Yeah, that's the pastor. There's no Yehorg al Yavar. But the Shiltois, meaning the Xeris HaKosov of a Lenar Litasa Dover, that you have to be Mason Nefesh and Gilei Arayis, was only said by Arayis, by Chayvei Koras. It wasn't said on Chayvei Lavan. Chayvei Lavan are like Sharisur. So let's say it was Lisrapai, so it would be mutter. I mean, except for Shloyu Bnei Sok Hefker, that's the Gemara. Shloyu Bnei Sok Hefker, they were machmir even on a pluya, but mitzad gzeir din di araisa of Yehorg al Yavar, so it's not by Chayvei Lavan. But what if they were ma'anasim to be by Chayvei Lavan? So pashtus says, as many of you show you might be fairish, that's not Yehorg al Yavar. So then, rather than they get killed, he should be boiled. Lefi the she'iltois, I think it'll be osser. Because the Shiltas exactly is saying that since Ein Kisha Elo L'das, you don't have to come on to the Din of Gilei Arayis. The Shiltas asks it as a kasha. He says, what do I need this special Chiddush of Gilei Arayis? Do you have to be Moshe Nefesh Ba'inis? Anyway, you have to be Moshe Nefesh because Ein Kisha Elo L'das. So he says, well, Xeris HaKosov is Filius Rapis. So Mavur in the Shiltas, that I don't need the special Xeris HaKosov of Kashiyoki Mishal Re'eu, the Chaymer of Gilei Arayis. I don't need it by a regular case of Inis. Because by a regular case of oinus, then kishel l'das. So he's not oinus. Well, if he's not oinus, then it's also even mechayv elav. And this bring out, it's easier to think about it this way. The chinuch is talking in a hypothetical. The shiltus rather is talking hypothetical. Why do I need a posuk? Even without the posuk, it could be en kishel l'das. The mice now there is a posuk, but it comes out. But there's an afkamina lahalocha, and it makes it easier to see what's so radical about the shiltus that the fila shiltus comes out of a radical new halacha. Koita the posuk shat. By Chayvei Lavin, where there's no Gzeres HaKosov, there's no Chaymer of Gilei Arayis. So by Chayvei Lavin, if somebody held a gun to his head, but Chaybem, and he does the Avera. The Shiltus is saying, no, you don't need the Chaymer Avera of Gilei Arayis. You don't need the Gzeres HaKosov of Kasha Yochem Yishel Re'eu. Since Ein Kisha El Ladas, so therefore it's also. It's not called the Ono, so it's also. So there's two issues here with the Shiltas. First of all, the Svara of the Shiltas. The Svara is very hard. Because who cares that he has Das? Ein Kishel L'Das. But, so let's say he's not honest. Fine, he's not honest. We're not going to call him an honest because Ein Kishel L'Das. But V'chaybem, it's Bikuch Nefesh. Why isn't that Mutter Os V'chaybem? And Kishol Das, there's a Das, but he's doing it for Pikuach Nefesh. So where did that go? It's like, why isn't it Mutter? just because in Kishu Das. So that's issue number one. Just in Svara, the Shiltas are saying something which is very hard to understand. They're going to kill him if he doesn't do it. And it's not an erva. We're talking about Chayvei Lavin. I'm saying I'm bringing out the Shiltas. The Shiltas is talking about before you have the Pasuk by Arise. I'm saying Lamaisa is nafkamina by Chayvei Lavin after the Pasuk. But Kachay Kach. We're talking about something that doesn't have the Gzeres HaKosu of Akashayokim Mishal Re'ah. And the Shiltas is nonetheless you have to be Moisa Nefesh because Enki Shel Udat. So Rebbein Shalom. Fine. Enki Shel Udat. So it's Udat. But it's V'chay Behem. So you don't want to call it an onus, so don't call it an onus. Who needs an onus? V'chay Behem. He's doing it to save his life. So what's Gate Mechon? What do I care that the Kishu of the Das? So the Chori, you have to say that the Pshat and the Chinuch is that the Chinuch learns Enki Shel Das just means not just that there's an act of will over here. There's an act of volition. Like the Rashman Yivam is Nosan Daita. Nosan Daita Liskashas. So what would that matter? Avadi is Nosan Daita Liskashas. You know why he's Nosan Daita Liskashas? Because they're holding a gun to his head and doesn't want to die. So what? So that's the Chaybeh. The Shiltas learned Al-Dech we had before in the Rambam, in a way, but much more radical in the way, in its implication, that Ein Kishe El Das means that there's a Rotzon Atzmi. Not just that he was nice and died to Liskashus. He has a Yetzirah of his own that wants to do it. So that Das makes him complicit. But it's much more than the Rambam. The Rambam was talking about is in the case where it really is Yehorah Gveal Yavar, after the Pasuk, and it's an Erva, and it's Yehorah Gveal Yavar. And the Shail is, but is he Chayav Misa? So that depends. Is it his Maisa or is it not his Maisa? The Rafu, it's his Maisa. Somebody's holding a gun to his head, it's the Ma'anis' Maisa. If you mix in his own Yetzirah, if his own Yetzirah is involved, then it makes it into his Maisa. So it's his Maisa too. So Mimela, and he's not allowed, and he doesn't have a Chaybem because it's Gilead Rice. After the Pasuk, you're not allowed to do it. There's no Chaybem. So the only issue is it him or is it somebody else? It's him because it's his Yetzirah. So Mele is Chayav Misa. That's in the Rambam. But the Shiltas is talking about without the Gzeres HaKosov, they have to be Mois Nefesh for Gilead Rice. He's asking, why do I need the Gzeres HaKosov? Without the Gzeres HaKosov, you have to be Mois Nefesh. Even by Chayav Elavim, he's implying that you would have to be Mois Nefesh. So this is, there is a Chaybem. There's no Chaymer Aver of Gilirais. There really is a V'chaybehem. And the Shiltas are saying that even though it's a V'chaybehem, and they're holding a gun to his head, if he doesn't do it, he's going to get shot. But it's still also because he has an Egen Yetzar. He has a Yetzar of his own. Egen means of his own. What do I care if he has an Egen Yetzar? But he's saving his life. A V'chaybehem. So the Shiltas, you have to say something much, much more radical than the Rambam. That since he has an Egen Yetzar over here, there's an Egen Adas, there's an Enki Shel Adas. So therefore, it's not, you can't say the Chayav Behem. The Chayav Behem only applies when you're doing the Avera only to save your life. And for no other reason. But if he's doing the Avera not only to save his life, he's doing the Avera for some other reason too, so then there's no Chayav Behem. It's like in the story about the fellow who he had a goyish friend, and he was explaining to his goyish friend that even though he doesn't eat ham, but if somebody would hold the gun to his head, he would do it. He would have to do it. The halach would allow him to do it. So Sven said, "Oh, really?" He pulls out a gun. He says, "Okay, eat the ham sandwich." So he starts to eat this. So he gives him a ham sandwich. He starts to eat it, and then the guy says, "Oh, I see that it really that's really how it is." And he puts about to put the gun back in his holster, and the Jew said, "One second, I'm not finished." See, so there was Egen Erotzen. So Egen Erotzen can't rely on V'chaybehem. Except that in the story, the guy, there was nothing but an Egen Erotzen. The guy really would have put his gun back in the holster. Here we're talking about where the guy's not putting his gun back in the holster. The guy's still holding the gun. And he's saying, Bibala Erva. But since there's also a Yetzirah of Enki Shel Das, so it takes off the V'chaybehem. You can't rely anymore on the V'chaybehem because you're not only doing it for that Tzolus Nefoshes. You're not only doing it for V'chaybehem, you're also doing it because of the Egen Eros. And that's astounding. That's an astounding Chiddush to Shiltas and very hard to understand. But that's what it says in Shiltas. That's the The chiddush neir of the shiltas. The shaila, so that's fine. So that's what it says in shiltas. It's hard to understand, but that's what it says. But the other question is, where did he, how did he read this into the Gemara? The Gemara, Rava said, a memra ain oinus le'erbash and kishel l'das. Rava's not talking about chayve laman. Rava's not talking about if there wasn't the pasuk of kashiyok and mishel re'el, what would the world look like? Rava's talking about now that there is a pasuk and you have to be my senefesh v'gili arayis. And Rava says that that there's some halacha ben kishel l'das. So Rava's memra, we said before, needs a hezber, because if you have to be my senefesh, so who cares if the kishel l'das or not, but you have to be my senefesh. So we saw pshatim. The Rambam that is talking about whether you're chayav misa, because even though you have to be mesa nefesh, but normally not chayav misa, because we're miyachas it to the ma'anis. Here we're miyachas it to him, because he's also involved. We saw the Rashba that is talking about where the madbika ma'isai, and there was no einis misa. We saw various pshat. We'll see soon in Tosfos, but we'll see later, not today. We'll see Tosfos, another pshat in that Gemara that is talking about whether he has a heter of karka olam. When the madbika ma'isai, is there a din of karka? Is he like karka olam or not? Tosfos is a third pshat in that Gemara. Akapanim, whatever the Pshat Nakamara is, but it's not talking about Chayvei Lavan, it's not talking about in an alternate universe where there was no Pasuk of Kashi Yochim Yishorel. Nakamara is talking about a case where you're supposed to be Moshe Nefesh. So whatever the Pshat Nakamara is, it's not the, it doesn't say the din of the Shiltas. If the Gemara is talking about whether you're Chayv Misa like the Rambam, so it says that you're Chayv Misa because Enki Shil Adas, because you were also involved. If it said, if you learn like the Rashba, that it's talking about with Adam, the Madvikanoi Say, so it's, and it's without a pachad misa. So it says that then it for sure doesn't say anything like the shiltas. The shiltas has this new radical din that even when they're threatening to kill him, and it's only chayvei lavan, or it's in this alternate universe before the pasuk of kashiyokim yishal re'eu, and there's no chaymer avera of gilei rayas, and it would just be an avera kechol averas like chayvei lavan really is. You still have to be meister nefesh because we blame it on it's like the guy with the ham sandwich. His rotzen takes away the v'chayvem. The fact that he has a Yetzirah to do it takes off the V'chayvim. Which is, as I said before, Mamish is astounding, because even if he has a Yetzirah to do it, but he's not going to act on his Yetzirah, he's only acting on the Yetzirah because of the gun. So why isn't that V'chayvim? That's a Chiddush of the Shiltas. I don't understand it, but that's what it says in the Shiltas. But where did he see it in Rava? How did he read Rava to get that conclusion? The Shiltas must have, so that's the Pel in the Shiltas. How did he read Rava to get this din, this Chiddush din that the Shiltas is telling me? I think the answer is, and this brings us full circle in the Shiltas, I think the answer is that the Shiltas l'shitose, that the whole din of Yehoram v'Eliyavar by Gilei Arayis is only because of her pagam, and therefore is very limited. The whole din that by Gilei Arayis you have to be Meisa Nefesh is only because to be Pagamer is like the killer. And it's very similar to the halach of Reidav Achayerva, and has all those limitations. It's only if she's not maskim. It's only if she's not already pogum from before. But let's say a case where she's maskim. Let's say she's holding the gun to his head. And she says, I want you to be by me. And she's Erva. So then there's no din of Yehud. You don't have the chayim of Erev Yehud Valyav. Because you're not being pogumer. Or you're not being pogumer against the will. That's the sheet of the Shiltas. We saw that before. So the Mele Fida Shiltas, there are many cases where Gilei Arayis is not Yehoram V'Eliyavar. Not only Chayvei Lavan. There are many cases of real Gilei Arayis that are not Yehoram V'Eliyavar. If she's already Pogum, if she's Maskim, says Rava. So I think the Shiltas learned that that's Rava's case. Rava says that Ein Oynis Le'erbesh and Kishei L'Das means that in a case where, let's say, she's Maskim. So it's not Yehoram V'Eliyavar. So by rights, I should say, oh, that's oinus. That's oinus. Says Rava, no, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if she's masking. So fine, she's masking. So you're not a reidif, and it's not Yehoram V'Eliyavar, but en kishel l'das. It's your yetzar. En kishel l'das. You don't have a heter of, you don't have a heter of a chayben. In other words, the Shiltas of learning, the case, Rava's case is a case where somebody's, the woman is, let's say, for example, I can make up many cases, but a simple case. The case is a woman who's an Evertim is holding a gun to his head and saying, either be, you have in the Gemara many such cases where the Matronisas, they were Tevei HaChomer, you have the Gemara in Kiddushin, there was a Matronisa who was Tevei of Tzodok and of Kana that they should be Nivelester, and they were afraid for their lives, so they jumped out the window or they jumped into a furnace in order not to be in a Nichshol in the Aver. So we can have such cases. So she's holding a gun to his head or some kind of threat of misa to his head and saying, be by only, and it's an erva. Let's say it's a case where it's an erva. So, l'chayr should be mutter, according to the shilters. It should be mutter. Oynis le'erva. It's not kashayokim yishalareu. There's no pgam over here. There's no issue of pgam. So it's kecholav eres, like the shilter said just a minute ago, but just in the piece before, that it's only when you're running after a lady l'pogma that it's yaharg, but where you're being pagan with somebody who's not, that they have that it's yaharg v'yaver. But otherwise, it's kecholav eres. It's no different than any other ever. So therefore, l'chayr won't be tempted to say that there's oynis le'erva. If the woman's ma'anasim to be boil her, so it should be mutter l'chatchila. Says Rava, no, it's not mutter l'chatchila. It's osur. It's osur. You have to get killed. It's osur. Why? Not because the chayim avera. There's no chayim avera. Gilirai is not any more chayim than any other avera, except in the case where you're being pagamer against her will. But otherwise, gilirai is the same as any other avera. It's no different than chametz and pesach and shabbos, and you should have a heter v'chayim. But since enkishel l'das, and the shilta says this radical chiddush that enkishel l'das means that even though they're holding a gun to his head, but since he has an egg in the yetzahara, so he can't. It's not only because of the v'chayim, and he doesn't have the heter v'chayim. So that's exactly what Rava says. He has to be mois nefesh because there's no heter v'chayim. That's the shilta's l'shitosa how he read Rava, and from that he came out with this radical din that even when it's not, you don't have the chayim aver of gilei rais. The shilta's doesn't even believe there's such a thing as the chayim aver of gilei rais. The Shilta says there's a chaymer of not being pogamer and I am a rasul who's not pogamer against their will. That's the only chaymer. Otherwise, Gilei Rais is kechol aver. It's no different than any other chayiv kars. As the Shilta said beferish a minute before, that for her lamashul it's kechol aver. There's no chaymer aver by Gilei Rais. Nonetheless, so that's the Shilta's point of departure. So that's where Rav is coming from, and Rav is saying nonetheless. Ain oynis le'erva, because ain kishel l'das, which means that even though it's kechol averis, but since and there's a gun and he's going to get killed, v'chaybim is going to get killed. No, ain kishel l'das, and it's also. The Netziv in his parish on the Shiltas in the Hamikdal, he has an interesting aura, just the Cheshman Abshat. He says, on the one hand, the Shiltas had this tremendous chiddush that the whole din of Yehoi V'Yavar by Gilei Rais is only when you're running after a woman, the Pogma. Only when not you're running after, but they're being ma'anasu to be Pogma, a woman who's not Pogma and doesn't want to be Pogma. But otherwise, there's no din of Yehoi V'Yavar. So Shila Moshul, and the Shiltas says that's why Esther Amaka didn't have to be Mais and Nefesh for Gilei Rais, because only the man has to be Mais and Nefesh not to be Pogma her. Esther doesn't have to be Mais and Nefesh not to become the Gemis. So for Esther, it's Kechol Averis. It's Gilei Rais like any other Averis. That's the Shildas in the Averis. That was the Lashon of the Shildas. He loy mechaibu in lemim shanah shalaktolos. She doesn't have to be Maisa Nefesh. Ela keshar Averis shivatayris. For her, the Gilei Rais like any other Averis. Do Esther loy mosu nash shalaktolos. So on the one hand, the Shildas says this tremendous kula that there's no such thing as the Chayim Averis of Gilei Rais. Gilei Rais is Kechol Shara Averis, and therefore you don't have to be Maisa Nefesh. Less than the case where he is going to be pogamer and she doesn't want to be pogamer, she's not pogamer already, but otherwise Gilei Rais is kechol averis. It's had the chaymer averis. Says in its siv, so then the charei shver, the gemara has stories, like I told you, with the matronisa, meaning a kiddushin, with the matronisa who was tevea Rav Tzodoyg and Rav Kana, and they jumped out the window and they jumped into the furnace in order not to be boil her. So says, asked the Netziv, one second, why were they so, why did they have to jump out the window? She obviously didn't care about becoming pogum, and she was a goyt altogether, I don't think I'm by a goyt, but and anyway, she was the one who was being today, and she was the one who was holding the gun to their head. And the Netziv and the Shiltas just told me that Gilei Rais is the Chol Shara Averis. Esther didn't have to be Moshe Nefesh, because by her Gilei Rais like any other Averis. So for Rav Tzadok and Rav Kana, also Gilei Rais should have been like any other Averis. If she doesn't care about being Nefgemis, So why did they jump out the window? They're going to get killed. They should have been. So answers the Netziv, no, because then the Shiltas takes away with one hand what he gave with the other. On the one hand, the Shiltas said this tremendous kula that Gilei Rais like any other Avera, and it's not Behar Gvel Yavar. Only by the case of Pagam. But otherwise, not Behar Gvel Yavar. Esther didn't have to be Mois Nefesh, just a regular Avera. But on the other hand, the Shiltas took it away because the Shiltas said a chumrah, an unbelievable chumrah, that since ain kishel l'das, there's no v'chayv behem on kishel. So maybe if tzaddik and kana, yeah, it's kechol haveres, but ain't kishel in that. So there's no mechayben. So the male, that's why they jumped out the window. That's how they're into the shiltas, which restores the equilibrium. And the one that he said, this earth-shaking kula, gilei rice, is not, doesn't have a chayim haver. You don't have to be meis nefesh. How could it be this gemara? They were meis nefesh, not that he bailed in error. And if you, and there wasn't wish, there was no problem there. God. And there it is, because he has this other chumra that balances it out, that enki shela das. And that takes off the heter of a chayim. And that's mamish the story with Rava. And that, I'm sorry, that's mamish Rava's memra. That's what I'm saying. That's Rava's memra. That's exactly what Rava's saying. That it ain't oinus le'erva, meaning normally erva should have a tainus oinus. There should be v'chaibim in our eyes, except in the special case where you're going to be, where you'll be pogim her and she doesn't want to be nifgemis. But in her other kind of case of our eyes, where she's already pogim or she's been tevei, whatever, all many other cases where you have our eyes, so there should be oinus le'erva. It should be mutter v'chaibim. Says Rava, no, thank you, Shiloh. That's how the shiltus learned Rava's mem. So fine, we're spending a lot of time learning a shiltus, but the shiltus is in Taisus. The Taisus brought this shiltus. So now we have Sahavona, what the shiltus is saying. Which is a shame, we have to see now what Taisus says in response. Then, Mr. Doe, I want to do something. Since we're already doing the shiltus, I would like to see the rest of the shiltus, because there's tremendous chidushim in this shiltus, besides what we saw today. Very, very radical things. So I want to take a look. So what I'd like you to do in terms of Maha Mekaymas is, first of all, if you haven't already, you should see the Sugin Sanhedrin Ayin Dalad of Yehara Val Yava. Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Amud Aleph is almost the same as our Sugin, but Amud Beis is the whole thing with Esther Amalka and Esther Perhes Yahavi, and Tosis has been talking about it a lot. Presumably you already saw that Gemara. But let's see it again. And then look at the Shiltos. It's Parshas Ve'era Simon Membeis. Taisus references it, so you don't have to write it down. Taisus brings the Ma'ar Malkum. But see the whole Shiltos. Read through the whole Shiltos. And I think there's tremendous Chiddushim, especially towards the end. I mean, there were Chiddushim in the beginning that we talked about now, but in the Hepshech of the Shiltos after this part, when he talks about Karka Olam and what's the meaning of Karka Olam, and Perhesia and Lahanos Atzmai and not Lahanos Atzmai, all those in Yonim towards the end of Simon Medbeis, not very long. So take a look. I think there's mamish earth shattering things going on in the Shiltus. And mamish very very new things, mamish Ayin Leir also. So I wanna do that also before we continue in Taisus. So that's for tomorrow. So I don't know, you guys have access to the Shiltus? I mean, you can go on the Bar Ilan. You guys have access to Bar Ilan?
We probably still do, yeah.
No, if I can, I'll. If I have a chance, I will email it to you. But otherwise, you can. Yeah, Mitzvah Shem, you know that I'll try to email it to you. Okay.
Could we put it in the chat?
In the chat, in the sheer chat. But you guys are all on the sheer chat.
I'm not in the chat.
Do you have WhatsApp? Who said before that you're not in the chat?
I.
So do you have WhatsApp?
I have, but I'm not in the...
We could put you in the chat.
Okay.
And Admon, do you have WhatsApp? Are you there? He's not there, I don't know. I think the email, you get the emails that I send out, right? So yeah. I'll email it to you. That's the best. Also, why should there's a lot of guys, there's like 50 other guys in the chat, and they're not learning the Shiltus. So. Okay, very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Cool.